This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Already into the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. And here on the show, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 during the day. That's 11 to 2 during the day, Central. And back from 9 to midnight, Central. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net. They're all different websites. Check them all out. I know we've got loaded phones. I got a bunch of news I got to get to. We'll never cover it. There is a stack of it. It's all very important, from land grabbing to World War III to national drafts. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Ron in New York, and Curtis, Carl, Howard, and others. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hi. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
I wouldn't get too upset about that situation in Louisiana. It obviously sounded like it was a rigged and stacked deck.
Well, for those that don't know, that was in the first hour. I was on a syndicated show that covers the whole state of Louisiana, and they had this guy on there to debate me. And, yeah, people were calling in going, hey, buddy, how you doing? You know, how's your wife doing? All his buddies. And they were saying that I was a liberal because I'm pro-gun and that Bush is an anti-gun. And it was totally mindless.
You know a way to cut these phonies off at the legs, and they are phonies, is next time put forth the proposition right on the air when you talk to them. Matter of fact, maybe you could even draw up something of a contract and run off a whole bunch, saying that they should put a big sign, very big sign, right in their front yards, informing the government that if they wish to, they could trample on the constitutional rights of their households and the people that live in their households. And they should fill out a contract, file it with the appropriate governmental agency, indicating they forego their constitutional protections. After all,
well, that's what really made me mad. They had this so-called Green Beret captain on, retired, and he was saying, the host wrote an article about how the Pentagon is going to watch and track everything we do, no more Fourth Amendment. And he was basically saying that was all a good thing, and that I was an American because I didn't want to give my rights up. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, then he should set the fine example and make that tangible and physical and inform the government that he doesn't mind that they start with him to set that fine example. Mark my words, you won't get any takers. Secondly, this term neocon, we have to stop using it in terms of neoconservative and start using it in terms of neo-confidence and bunco artists. This
That's
is what
it,
these people
yeah.
are. Political confidence and bunco artists. Okay? And this is not the new America we're in. This is the non-America that we're in right now. So just do that next time you get set up like that, because that was a stacked deck. Secondly, I got to laugh. The New York Post, which is a Rupert Murdoch paper, which positions itself as a conservative, all-American, apple-pie newspaper. For 8 years, it's been blasting Hillary Clinton. All of a sudden, oddly enough, on the front page of that newspaper today, they're positioning her in a sympathetic light in reference to her new book.
Well, like, I've got the article, and she also says that she's pro-war, pro-New World Order. Her actual policies are identical to Bush's.
Yeah, I mean, that. Of course, everything's gelling together. This game that's been going on for a while now, at least 8 to 10 years, the facade is falling away. The veil is falling away. They're showing
the
colors.
They
gelling.
Talk about how loving Hillary is and
how
good she is.
Yes, she's Rebecca of Donnybrook Farm. That's the way they're positioning her in this newspaper. So much for this Republican-Democrat argument. It's all theatrics. This is
But you say
theatrics.
The facade is falling away. I would have to agree with you.
Because they want to achieve a lot very quickly now, so they're accelerating everything. Thirdly, something very interesting, and this has not come out as public information yet, but it is in fact happening. It's not really a top secret. They're putting microchips in the identification cards of New York City police officers, and they have to carry the cards with them at all times.
Well, they always make them do that first. They're making them take satellite boxes in their cars.
You could say that the revolution is sort of eating itself from the bottom up. this is what's beginning to happen now, because some of them are feeling uncomfortable about this.
By the way, New York police just putting an ad in the newspaper apologizing for the police state, saying they were ordered to do so. That was on Monday.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry. In fact, most other supplement companies couldn't even come close to the quality controls that are required by the folks at Verified Quality. All raw materials that are used to create the Verified Quality products are quarantined, analyzed, tested, and screened for purity, potency, and freshness before they can even be accepted. That's why the Power Hour chooses Verified Quality. They're the best in the nutrition business. When it comes to nutrition, Verified Quality is Verified Quality. Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697 for more information. Take another look at that pill you're about to swallow. Do you really know how it was made or what's really in it? Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697. That's 1-800-797-3697. Verified Quality is Verified Quality.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got to be honest with you. We have a lot of guests on this show. I do cover a lot of news more than most. But I like to take a lot of calls. But I kick myself every week when I go through the stack of, on average, 400, 500 articles. And I've only covered maybe 200 of them. On Monday, there was an article in the Associated Press about the New York Police Department, that's the union, not the bosses, got together because members demanded it and ran newspaper ads. They're talking about radio and TV, apologizing for the police state, saying we've been ordered to shake you all down for parking your car in your own parking lot, for not wrapping your newspapers properly, for recycling, for arresting you, for feeding the pigeons. We've been ordered to raise more revenue on the backs of the good people. And now we don't want to be hated. We're seeing the response of you hating us even more now. Please don't blame us. Ask government to change the policy. And I never covered that article. That was on Monday. Here we are on Wednesday. And Ron from New York calls in to talk about other issues in New York, how the New York Post, owned by Rupert Murdoch, has these articles, not just one but several, one today, worshiping Hillary Clinton. Because she loves Bush. Their policies are identical. It's just a rhetorical fight over rhetoric. So, what I would say to Ron is, did you see the ads or did you hear about how your own cops don't want to be part of the police state now and are taking their own money to run ads. What do you think about that?
Alex?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's the truth. I could tell you. As you know, I'm retired from that agency. And I happen
well, I
to
know that,
personally.
You must have told me that before. But
Yeah. And I happen to even personally know the president of that union. That's exactly the way it's coming down to. That's what you said is just about everything in a nutshell. They have intensified enforcement for the most inane, absurd, arcane things to try and generate revenue on the backs of people, especially the people here at this point are very hard-pressed economically, and it was generating animosity. And
after
the offices,
911, you're already struggling economy. They say New York is the toughest place to live, most expensive. People are going off the unemployment rolls. People that were good contributing members of society can't find jobs. And what are they doing? Well, they raised your property tax to some record level. They raised the income tax in the state. I know they're raising a bunch of other taxes while the cops feed on you. What are the people in New York saying? Why are the police so mad about this?
Because what's happening is the policy is coming from a level and an echelon above the police, okay? The police have to enforce it because, well, in some cases, they really don't have to. I could get into the details of that if you'd like. But basically speaking, they have to enforce it. And it being made to enforce laws that are just patently wrong, it's stupid, it's absurd, and it's corrupt because it's being made clear that it's to raise revenue. The people are who do you dislike? The guy that's in your face that's enforcing the law. Most people will not take the time out to realize he's merely having his strings pulled
by
a political power above him.
The New York Daily News, in the article, that stuff about not tying your newspapers up with twine properly, feeding the birds, parking in your own parking lot.
Hey,
now,
Alex,
all these rules they wrote, they never used
absurd?
Against us, are
they
being
actually
used,
giving people,
and the government has plenty of money. This is about a squeezing process.
Well, it's about making a buck, plus it's about the term I would use would be culturing or training people to be subservient. That's what it's about, right. To be subservient, to be like sheep, to do and go along with any absurd thing just to see basically if they could control you with ease. Plus, of course, it has the added attraction of making a few extra dollars in revenue. That's what this is about. They don't want to be associated with that. Would you? Would you really? You know in your own heart, if you still have a mind, that this is absurd.
There was another article that the SWAT
teams... They don't
want
to be associated with that.
There was another article that the SWAT teams and anti-drug teams are being ordered now to do housing sweeps of private housing, of whole apartment complexes, and now old women are having heart attacks and dying. Cops are getting shot by their own people. They're mad about that, too. See, the tyranny's gotten so bad that the enforcers are complaining.
Those at the lower level of that totem pole are now being affected by these policies. Maybe a short time ago that wasn't the case, but as I said, the thing is starting to eat itself from the feet up, and right now they're gnawing at the toes. That's
Absolutely.
Really what's going on.
Thanks for the call, Ron. Appreciate it. Curtis in Louisiana, been holding patiently. You're on the air, sir. Curtis, are you there? He may have been on hold the last hour and walked off. I'll put Curtis on hold and see if he comes back. Let's talk now to Howard in Texas. Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fantastic.
Hey, Alex, there was a book that was written, and this was written when you were about 9 years old. And you probably heard of this doctor. He's a independent Baptist. And it's the pastor, Silevens. Dale Writing. This has to do with a preacher in Nebraska who would not conform to the state of Nebraska over licensing his school. But what is really interesting about this book is there's a section in the book, and now, Alex, this was written 20 years ago, and he talks about, like on chapter 36, to make this real short, what I see in the future. And this is what he says. And if you're a Christian, you better listen, or you better find this book. This is what he says. as society moves towards a one-world economic system, the Church of Jesus Christ will ever increasingly become an obstacle to this satanic conspiracy. Christians refuse to use the worldwide code and number system. Christians will refuse to surrender their children to the state for the social mind conditioning process called education. Christians will refuse to pay higher and higher taxes for ungodly state purposes. The state will be found to declare all persons who refuse to bend to the incurably insane, and they will be herded into large concentration camps at first. These camps are already built in America. Now, Alex, that was 20 years ago.
There had already been Senate hearings about that at the time. The person was already covering things that were public.
And it says church properties will be sold for taxes, and this is where he's a little wrong on this. It goes to the state. Says church properties will be sold for taxes and turned over to the One World Council of Churches. That's turned over to the government. Eventually, because of this tremendous cost, caring for millions, many Christians will be executed, and some will become forced labor. Christians who do not prepare now by getting out of the banks and making alternative plans to Social Security will lose all and will be on a starvation income. Only those who learn to walk with God will prevail. Out of all of this will either become the return of the Lord or revival similar to that in the later 1600s and early 1700s under Wesley and Whitefield. The bottom line is, don't expect the rapture to rescue from this time of trouble. What do you think of that, Alex?
Well, I know that Christians have been persecuted throughout history. That is real Christians, not state-sponsored Christians.
That's right.
And then it is a cop-out to say that we don't have to worry about any adversity. We're going to be raptured. We don't know what's going to happen. And we know that evil must be faced like our founding fathers did if we're going to give any liberty and freedom in future to our children. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the executive orders were public way back then about putting people in forced labor camps, taking your homes. Now they've got the pretext. Now they've built the infrastructure. Now they're expanding it. Now FEMA's in control of all the radio and TV transmitters. Now they have militarized the police. They've dumbed down the public. Now they're moving forward. That's why we've got to expose and bring light to the issue of who's carrying out terror and why. How the New World Order military-industrial complex is doing it to create the fear as the pretext to carry all this out. Let's talk to who's up next, Mark. Carl in New York. You're on the air, Carl. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. And they say there's no heroes anymore. Thanks for being you. I was on Route 84 in New York earlier today, and coming about 5 miles apart the other way was short little convoys of military vehicles hauling tanks. I don't know where they were going, and stopped at the bridge, at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It looked like maybe a 70-foot gun barrel on the back of a tractor trailer, all wrapped in wood, a long, slender, tapered thing with some government vehicles around it. And I don't know what's going on there, but it's just something interesting. But that's not
probably,
really why I called.
Probably the end nozzle of a particle accelerator railgun or something, if you say it was a 100-foot long barrel.
No, it was about 70-foot, but it was on a very heavy truck. It wasn't a light pipe or anything like that. It was...
You said 70 feet?
About 70 feet.
Well, they're looking for bunker busters, and one thing that'll do it is a rail gun. The problem is loading one into a jumbo jet or something and then having the accelerator back in the aircraft and then accelerating it out the end of the barrel.
Yeah, I don't know what this thing was. But the reason I'm calling, I get you on satellite, on the shortwave late at night. So I'm just pulled over to the side of the road to give you a call, because I know you're on. But I'm trying to copy your Road to Tyranny. And
tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Got a break, and I am going to get into this World War III news and a bunch of other key tidbits. The listeners are bringing up a lot of fascinating topics.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let Carl in New York finish up, then Elias in Michigan, and that's it for calls because I want to cover news the last 27 minutes of the show. We get back in the next segment because I've got to get to all this stuff, and it's so vitally important, the information we have to cover, so please stay with us. Right now, Carl in New York, you were saying you're trying to copy 911, the Road to Tyranny, and we got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll make it real quick. Could you put together a primer on a CD that could be copied off a computer so that I could spam it out to as many people as I could get, and so could everybody else.
I worked 20 hours yesterday. I don't have the time or energy to do that. How about you put together a primer?
Or how about one of your friends? I'll see what I could do then. See what I could do off of the information I could get.
Yeah, we need more people being leaders, more people being purveyors of truth, not less.
Okay. Good. I'll work on that then myself and see what I can do. But second point, the book My Awakening, there's an article in there referring to the Bible about Joseph and his dream coat. And I don't want to get into the whole story, but it has a lot to say about what's going on today, about taxing the farmers at 20% and capturing the wealth of the people and then doling it back to them as they become slaves. And it's a very interesting story. And the last thing is, I finally got to hear the voice of the late William Cooper. And I know that you interviewed him years ago, and I was wondering the mystery around his death, what happened, and what the bad blood between you and him was about. And that's it, Alex, for tonight.
All right, thanks for the call. You know, I don't like talking about other people. I guess it was about five, six, maybe 6.5 years ago that he was in trouble with the IRS. He said, "We're surrounded. Please help us," on his website. I called him up and said, "Mr. Cooper, I'd like to have you on and try to aid you." He began screaming and cussing at me. Sounded like he was drunk. I don't like talking about dead people, but you asked. And then he said, "Okay, I'll come on." Then he came on the air, and I had to cut him off because of profanity. Then, you know, when Cooper wasn't talking about, when he wasn't mixing flying saucers into real stuff, he was, you know, off talking about the New Age. He was a great broadcaster, had a lot of talent, but... And I heard he was a really nice guy like 10 years ago. Of course, he was gunned down at his home last year by a SWAT team there in his home in Arizona. There in, Red Rock. Cooper, I guess the stress. A lot of people flip out when they've been fighting this a long time. And Cooper thought that he had all the answers. Nobody else did. He then, about 3 years ago, took about 5 hours of broadcast I'd done, edited it down to about 25 minutes, aired it on a show, gave me the BSer award, in his words, of the century, said horrible things about me, and I didn't really respond to it. I got a few calls, and I said I forgive him on the air. And he had totally isolated himself. His family was no longer with him. He was up there alone. He'd gone off the air. And he had just flipped out. And I don't know what really happened to him. The situation in his death was very suspect. The police claimed that he had threatened someone, screamed and yelled, and brandished a firearm in town down the hill with one of his neighbors. He was above the city. And that they went up there to apprehend him, had a fake fight down this gate. He came out in his truck with his dog, and in the process, a deputy got shot in the face. He got shot a bunch. His dog got killed. And I'm sad for all those that died. The reason I think something weird may have happened was that the night after he'd been killed on my show, I suddenly got calls by people bad-mouthing him, saying their names, who they were, who never listened to my show. And I didn't take the bait. I stood up for Cooper. Said, you know, this is a sad thing. We need to find out what happens. It stinks to high heaven. I later did internet searches and found Arizona Republic articles with those people's names and found out they were federal informants. So I think something stinks, okay? Luring him out of his house, this happening. But then again, I had him scream and yell at me on the phone and talk about how he knew everything. Everybody else was idiots. So I don't know. I don't know. I just think that he was a veteran. He'd been through a lot. He was an amputee. The guy didn't act rational to me on the phone. I was just trying to help the guy. You know, I try to help fellow patriots. But the things Cooper said about me were manufactured distortions, and that's a provable fact. So But God rest his soul. I hope he's in heaven. All right, we'll be back. Take one more call. Cover News.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.
605-9200. Call today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into.
I would say to those that are tuning into this show,
down,
and in the future, I'm just going to do this. If you call in about Bo Greitz or William Cooper, I'm going to hang up on you. I don't want to talk about any of these people. I want to talk about the New World Order, the big threat to our liberties and freedoms. People listen to this show. It's the number one patriot Christian show in the country. And the fastest growing, because people don't want to hear all the backstabbing and lying and double dealing and the rest of it. I ignore people that attack me and talk bad about me, unless it was the first hour where I just illustrated where I was on a show and people were saying, we're conservative, well, we want to turn our guns in. You know, I was illustrating that that's the new conservatism, and you notice I didn't give any names of who the people were. I just talked about the case as a sociological study. It's like I talk about how I've done these 850-something interviews in the last 21 months since September 11th, and the response that I've gotten is 90-plus percent positive. You know, that's an important facet, a poll that I've done around the country. People are waking up at record levels. But it really is. We need to stay away from all the infighting and all this. It infests so much of the anti-New World Order, pro-freedom movement. And people do this because they think by attacking their peers, it'll make them number one. It's all about their ego, and they've got all the answers, and they're right, and they know how to defeat the globalist. And this person's a Mason. That person's a Catholic. You know, this person's involved in this. That person's involved in that. And this person takes money from the media. 90% of the time, it's total lies. And we've really got to stop it. We've got to stay focused on the tyranny, what the government can do to our lives, what it's setting up, what its plans are, the imminent terror attacks that the globalists are going to carry out to ratchet up the level of tyranny to the next level. We've got to brace for that. We've got to ring the alarm bells, to yell from every church top and every mountain and every hill, but the time is now at hand to get the word out and to fight the New World Order, and that we're under attack by real enemy combatants that are seeking to overthrow our republic. So it's just that simple. There's just a little too much of that on the show today. I think we've had three calls talking about other people today and who were in this, quote, movement. And I just think people need their own discernment. Need to be able to listen to a host and decide for themselves if what they're saying is true by checking the documentation out. Almost everything I talk about on this show every day is AP, Reuters, BBC, legislation, streaming audio, video, clips. And what we do is we analyze that propaganda, we look at what they're doing, we tie it into the greater plan of the New World Order from their own policy papers. So when I say they're putting RFID tags in half the Walmart products and next year all of them to track and trace you, when I told you 5 years ago Echelon was going to track and trace everything you did and control your life and they were going to satellite track you and tax you in your cars and that the globalists were putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, I have hundreds of articles where they've been forced to admit this, but that never got big play in the media, so the average person isn't aware of it. So for all these kooks and people that we've got with half-baked ideas and conspiracy theories, this show's about reality. We go out and shoot video of the things we talk about. We go out and expose the things we're discussing. We bring the guest on to this broadcast. This is about real information. And that's how year after year I just click along, move along, expanding what we're doing, fighting the globalists, getting the word out fearlessly in the face of the New World Order. Last caller, then I got to cover news. Elias in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi. Right. I think you're very right. What is needed is a vast political movement that would encompass all types of people and not, you know, attack each other.
A pro-freedom,
yeah.
pro-liberty,
yeah.
constitutional movement where all
right.
leaders
are
all educators.
You know, I saw it in the 1940s. I've been around a long time. I saw it in the 1940s. And you know who it was in the 1940s who brought forth such a large movement? And you probably wouldn't agree with him, but it was Henry Wallace, Vice President of the United States under Roosevelt. Of course, they threw him out in 44 because they wanted Truman, you know, because Henry Wallace was far to the left, they said. Well, of course, he was very religious. But the Progressive Party was started then, and it was a great movement. He didn't win, of course. Absolutely not.
Well, in any of these
but,
groups.
That's what we need today.
Sir,
a giant
any of these, sir.
Movement of all kinds of people, of all persuasions, you see.
Elias?
Yes.
And in any of these movements, NRA, American Civil Liberties Union, Kiwanis Club, across the board, any big group has basically good people low level who pay their dues, who volunteer, but they said it best. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Absolutely.
The evil people use the ignorance of the general public who mean well. The evil people tell us something evil is good. We don't investigate it, don't have a historical comparison. We go along with it.
I've seen this for 50 years. I've seen it growing. This isn't overnight. What is happening now has been coming on for years and years.
But now we're seeing the final fruition of
we're
all the New
disaster,
World Order's
right?
evil plans.
It's primarily because people in this country don't have any big political organization. They have nothing. And they're what they're known as, what you would say, apolitical. They have none. They ignore it. They hate it. Even my daughter, my kids, they say, what do you want to bother with that for? Who cares about them people over there? I hope they kill them all. I hear that from people I know. You know, kill them all.
I appreciate,
bomb and blow them up.
Elias, I appreciate the call. I really do. And, you know, this has happened 100 years ago in Italy. Grandparents, when they were young, would have planted olive trees knowing that maybe when their grandchildren were grandparents, they would be picking olives out of those trees. And so when you took over the farm, you planted trees for your great-grandchildren. And we had this long-term understanding. The Founding Fathers wrote about it perpetually, that we had this debt to the past, this debt to the future, that if it wasn't for Galileo saying the world was round and being imprisoned, we wouldn't have the technology and the way of life we have today. If it wasn't for those people dying at Valley Forge against 5-1 redcoats, we wouldn't be in the somewhat free society we are today. We wouldn't have that Second Amendment. We wouldn't have private property rights. We wouldn't have our God-given right to raise our children as we see fit. And in the past, it was all about your children, all about the future, all about building something better. You understand that that was done for you. You understood the timelessness of it. You understand that you were planting seeds for the future. Today, the corporations work on a six-month to a one-year plan. They will blow out everything, destroy the stockholders' future just to show profits this year so they can still be CEO. They will genetically engineer crops to take over the market, knowing that it'll cause destruction of the environment later. And you're absolutely right. People sit there and say, kill all them ragheads. And that somehow, that type of racism is acceptable because, oh, it's that group, and the media gives a wink and a nod to it. Don't you know that if you're for killing Arabs indiscriminately and torturing them, that the police and military that do that are going to come back here and be police officers and be police chiefs and be state representatives and future presidents? Don't you understand that you can't contaminate somebody else's country with evil and then not have it blow back on you? That if evil is going to be practiced on your neighbor, it's going to be practiced on you, and your neighbor is going to laugh when it's happening to you? Don't you understand that when you don't plan for the future, when you don't take the time out to make your children the focus of your life, to educate them on the way the world really works and the dangers, that you are delivering not just your children but yourself to a future of living hell. You don't take time out to raise your children, to teach them morals, to give them a proper upbringing, to stand up for the right cause, and to stand up against what the majority is doing, even if it's something they all want, but it's corrupt. That when you're old, your children will let you be euthanized because everybody's doing it. When you let the UN get away with its white slavery rings, what do you think that foretells for America? When you let them get away with arming all these enemies, preparing a national draft for world occupation, don't complain when your child comes home in a body bag. So you better think about the future. You better think about this society. You better think about what's going to develop. You better do it now. And you better start thinking about the stream of humanity, the people that broke their backs, that spilt their guts, literally, so that you wouldn't be a slave. And you take all that they laid on the table for you, thinking about you. That was the norm. Now it's the exception. You take all that and you flush it down the tubes. You take that incredible trust. What is civilization? It is the accumulated knowledge of all those that came before you being transmitted to the next generation, and the sacred responsibility to transmit that on to the next generation, and the next, and the next, and the next. And instead, my friends, we're barbarians inhabiting a high-tech prison. People don't know what the Bill of Rights is. They don't know about history. They don't know how dangerous governments are. They don't understand the basic cause and effect of the political paradigm. All they know is about the chiefs and the cowboys and the rangers. They have no idea what America is and what freedom is. So the government can tell them that big government is conservative, and they'll buy it. So you better wake up, folks, because you think things are bad now, they're going to get a lot worse until you start standing up and letting the globalists know that you know what their paradigm is, you know what their plan is, you know that they're behind the terror, and you're going to stand up and speak out and become leaders. If you don't fight them, they're going to get their way, and they're going to feed on you whether you fought them or whether you served them. You better get your morale up. You better ask God into your heart. You better get into the fight on the side of decency and honor and family. You better ignite those receptors in your brain that were designed by God to have you stand up for the tribe, stand up for your family, stand up for your city, stand up for your county, stand up for your state, stand up for your country, and stand up against the world. The real fight isn't left or right. It is humanity against our own species that is breeding us and turning us into mindless cattle to be fed on by their system. Humanity, the future of humanity is on the line. This is the fight to save the world. This is the fight against the Prince of Darkness. This is the fight against the unholy black brigades right out of the pit of Hades. It is real. The New World Order is Luciferian and occult. They are wicked beyond your wildest nightmares. To me, there's not a choice. There's not a question. I am committed on this road of fighting evil, and I ask God every day to make me a good vessel, a worthy vessel for this job. I will never surrender. I will stay the course, because it is my very ingrained programming. Just ask God to activate it. Ask God to turn you on and to turn it up. You got to do it. You got to make the change. You got to come into the light. You got to come into reality. You've got to come out of the darkness, come out of Babylon, come out of this new world order. It's got to happen now, or it's over for you and your family. They got things planned for you that make all the evil that's going on in plain view look tame, look dwarf, look insignificant. All right, let me get to this news. And I'll get to this news in just a second. Before I do that, you got to take control of your life. You got to, again, as I said, get water filters. You got to have firearms. You got to have a piece of property. You got to educate those around you so you have a a network, a core people, a core group you can trust, a remnant in your area, and expand out from there. And we have a great herbal and health food source. It's herbalhealer.com. Been around since 1987. They have a free 120-page catalog and a free newsletter full of everything you can imagine, high-quality products, the best names out there at great bulk rate prices. Educate yourself. Get their correspondence course. Teach yourself about the herbs and spices that grow naturally in your area. Start a herb garden. Take action. Take control of your life today. We've got to create our own farms, our own gardens, because they're taking over the entire biosphere. Big Agra is with the genetically engineered trash, corrupting the seed. Give them a call at 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. Or herbalhealer.com. Herbalhealer.com. Or 870-269-4177. Call them and get the free catalog. Look it over. I'll answer your questions. And, of course, I'm going to come back in the last 5-6 minute segment. I'm just going to blitz through about 15 news articles. Before I end this segment, if you want to support what we're doing, but more importantly, you want to unlock minds, free minds, 911, the road to tyranny, does it like nothing else I've seen. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is an excellent film as well. 2 hours, 37 minutes long. My newest video now out. My book, Descent into Tyranny, only $12, 230 pages, covers 911 and the globalist master plan for world domination. There is so much, from the executive orders to Homeland Security to Patriot Act 1 and 2 to the FEMA camps to the foreign troops to the cashless society control grid and total information awareness network in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. All the films are excellent. They're $25.95. If you order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on. Order a whole bunch of the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people now. Please awaken this country. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or call toll-free today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Make the call or write me the letter. Get the videos. Get them. Make copies or many printing presses. And wake this country, this world up. We'll come back and hit some final news we haven't had time to get to. And we'll end this edition of the show. Then I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You can't stick your head in the sand. The New World Order is not going to go away by denying its existence. Getting into some of the news here. They're going to use RFID technology in Iraq. The war with Iraq has created the first opportunity for the U.S. military and the Navy, who developed it, to use RFID technology on a massive scale for tracking combat casualties. The RFID chip embedded in wristbands is being deployed to track the identification status and location of soldiers and civilians. Got to wear your little wristband, so in case you go to the hospital, they'll have it. It's for safety. Our government makes new plans for war on Pyongyang. First, a couple months ago, they said they would attack the militarized zone, go after all that first while trying to kill Kim Jong-il. Now they're saying they will start bombing immediately. And they're now saying a $17 billion upgrade of capability of U.S. forces in South Korea would give them the ability to take down North Korea's heavily presence on the border within an hour of war breaking out. The report coincided with a visit to South Korea and Japan. By the way, they have over 100,000 pieces of artillery that can hit the city of Seoul. They're up in the hills above it. The North Korea is, and their orders are, and this has been publicly said, is open fire randomly on the city as soon as bombs start dropping. So that'll be real nice carnage. During all those images of burning and total destruction, they'll be taking your rights away here, of course, and getting the national draft ready for you. And they got missiles ready to launch. I guess the globalists will be able to take those missiles out, or will they let one go astray and hit Japan? Who knows? Or the U.S. North Korea says South Korean warships intent on sparking sea clash. Both Korea said Tuesday South Korea had apparently sent warships into its territorial waters in the Yellow Sea in an attempt to trigger a naval battle. I don't believe anything comes out of North Korea, though. Six South Korean sailors were killed in a skirmish in the Yellow Sea off west coast of Korea Peninsula in June last year. So there's overflights, there's escalations. We could see North Korea attack us first because that psychopath has now been pushed. The Ayatollah says Iran attack would mean suicide. Iran's supreme leader has shrugged off U.S. warnings to his country, saying any nation that invaded Iran would be committing suicide. U.S. threats are not new. Hey, get it straight, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Let me tell you something. The globalists control America, and you know that. Told tens of thousands of people who had assembled to commemorate the 14th anniversary of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khamenei's death. Mexico's Fox seeks closer ties with Russia. Mexican President Vicente Fox said to Sunday he wants to boost economic and political ties with Russia after two nations found common ground as opponents of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. And now, of course, the G8 saying they're for a war going into Iran. Fox met with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on the sidelines of a Group of Eight summit in Evian, France. Fox and nearly a dozen other leaders from developing countries were invited by the G8 leaders for talks on development and aid. Fox is controlled by our government. This is all staged. Reports CIA believes Saddam Hussein is alive and in Iraq. Well, of course, folks, he was flown out to Russia with our government from all the evidence. The Republican Guard was paid off. They still had a staged war to bomb zero resistance. And they admitted they were trying to give him an amnesty deal. Then he accepted. Then they withdrew it. Then the war started. They were given the deal, flew out, and they paid him in gold bars. That's admitted. CIA has internal documents that make clear Iraq leader Saddam Hussein is alive and hiding in Greater Baghdad, protected by underground resistance network. Oh, yes. And it goes on and on. Big story here out of CBS News. A diary that never sleeps. Pentagon project to develop digital super diary that records heartbeats, travel, internet chats, everything a person does. Also should provide private companies with powerful software to analyze behavior. They say drones will fly around at all times, looking through your walls, recording everything you do. Sounds like a free country, doesn't it? Big Brother watching new super diary. AP did a report on it, too. They're going to start it out with the CAPS 2 system. When you go to the airport, total background check, you have bad credit, you won't be allowed to fly. That means you might be a terrorist. So starting the new debtor prison is kind of like wearing yellow stars with the Jews in Germany. Also, a story I didn't get to, global tax on guns that the G8 called for. Bush, of course, thinks it's wonderful. Global taxation to shut down gun ownership. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely.